ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
To God. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. The scripture will not leave me. I'm a first, 2 Peter 1. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. Glory to God. I just sense that there's a spirit of faith in this service. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. Actually, that's not what I want to preach about. I'm a partaker of his. 2 Peter 1. Let's take it from verse 2. 2 Peter 1. Let's start from verse 2. 2 Peter 1. Let's start from verse 2. Said, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. 3. As his divine power has given to us all things. Tell somebody all things that pertains to life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and what? Verse 4. By which we have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through this I might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Glory to Jesus. And it does everybody. Thank you very much. I think that scripture is for somebody. What God has done for us is embedded in Christ, his Son. Glory to Jesus. And until we see things through the lens of the gospel, we might remain confused. You know, God's word is real. God's word contains the totality. God's word is like a manual for living. Amen. You know, but Hagin said something. He said, everybody wants to do God's things the way they want to do it, except that they don't want to do it the way the word says we should do it. Praise God. We want to apply our method, our formulas to the things we want to do, but we don't want to do it God's way. We have to do things God's way. Glory to Jesus. We have to do things God's way. So, we've been teaching on honor. How many of us have been enjoying the series? The honor codes, the honor series. We've been enjoying it and you've been following it. You know, when you were not born with honor, honor is to be learned. Amen? How many of, I'm not saying, so you don't say I'm crossing. How many of you were born with honor? Glory to Jesus. So, you know, teachings like this is important we take it seriously. And I'm going to show you from the pages of the scripture. And Pastor has done a good work telling us the people we should honor. For example, people go to fast and pray for long life. Amen. He said, we are having a retreat. And what is the prayer point? So God, the scripture is clear. He said, honor your father and your mother. Amen. Psalm 102, he said, he made his way known unto Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The ways of God are the principle of God. The act of God are the miracles. Now listen, you might need to write this down. Very important. When you embrace the ways of God, the act of God becomes a natural law. He made his ways known unto Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The ways of God are the principles of God. The act of God are his miracles. So the children of Israel had a problem. They were seeing the act. They didn't understand the way. Moses had an understanding of the act, the ways, and the act. Praise God. Because if they have a proper understanding of the ways of God, they will not murmur in the wilderness. Are you with me? They've seen miracles. They've seen signs. At every point, they cave in. Someone that parted the Red Sea. You know, I told you, you have to read your Bible if you're not using glasses with a spiritual lens. I'm not abusing if you're using glasses. Don't look at me. You have to look at it very well. You know, and I've explained to us here, you don't read Bible on the surface. Amen? You read Bible with insight. And when you don't understand something, you check for the meaning. Hello? If you read Bible like magazine, is a disaster going to happen? Or M and B? It is not. It's the living word of God. So, for example, the word power. He said, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Act 1:8. Am I right? The word power there is different from as many as receive in John 1. To them, he gave power to become the sons of God. But it's the same word power, but they mean different things. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, if you look at power, you are like, this is this power. No, no, no. The one in Act 1:8, as many as said, the one in John, as many as received into them, he gave power. It's exousia. Glory to God. The one in Act 1 is dynamics, the ability to cause changes. So when you put it together, they mean different things. But the words, you understand what I'm saying? It is important as believers, we should be like the Berean churches. We should be. So when you understand it, it will make your prayer life easy. Tell somebody I hear. So there are some certain things. So when you pray those prayers, God is just looking at you, say, Emma, we're there. You have it. God is a God of order. God is a God of principles. When you embrace those principles, you will pray less. Am I saying a believer should not pray? No. 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 It's just like, if you don't study your book, you can't pass exam. Tongue for 10 hours. There is a place of study. How many of you know that? That is why you see believers having carry over on campus. They said they went for all night. You are supposed to be ready. See, prayer is not a substitution for hard work. There is a place of prayer for a believer. There is a place of hard work. The two combined together gives you effective results. We have an edge when we pray as believers. Do you know that? We have insight. We have revelation. Glory to God. So, example, how does it apply to me? So, you don't say, what is it saying? As a believer, you're a student on campus, you read so hard, and you begin to pray, and God begins to tell you, concentrate more. That's the way it works. You understand? And God says, why don't you give more time to this aspect? Why don't you look at it? And some people, there is a gift. God will just show them the question. But you have to read before God will show you the question anyway. Are you with me? So, when we read our scripture, we need to seek for understanding. I need to emphasize that. And in the place of this honor series. Amen. Amen. So, I started by saying, for honor, you're not born with it. You need to learn it. You need to learn it. And there's something. Whatever you do not appreciate, you can't get the benefit of that thing. be it spouse to spouse relationship, be it friendship, be it husband and wife. Hello? Hello? Honor is everything about life. You heard when Pastor said John 3, God loved us. He honored us so much. Now, for every relationship, honor is mutual. Honor is mutual. Honor is mutual. Every Christian relationship, father, spiritual father, son, husband, wife, honor. Tell somebody, honor is mutual. We're going to shake some tables tonight. Honor is mutual. And the Bible is clear, and the Bible draws balance about it. So some people, you honor them, like Pastor said, by the position they occupy. Example, your biological parent. Hello? You also know that the way parents, you honor your parents are supposed to, parents are also supposed to honor their children. How many of you know that? But because of African culture, you know, it's warped somehow in that aspect. A parent is not supposed to abuse their children. Because when you honor something, you don't abuse it. Glory to God. You don't abuse it. So when you honor a relationship, you don't abuse it. Am I speaking to somebody? So attitude determines a lot towards how we honor things. Attitude is critical. And this is scriptural. Island in Malta in Acts 28. Yeah, Acts 28. When Paul, after he got escaped from the sea, and they got to this island, Malta, in Acts 28. Can you, Acts 28:1. I'm right, Abby. Yeah. And they asked, yes. In Malta, yes. So they got in there, and the people were kind to them. You know, it's just like, which example should I use now? All these kidnappers on the rig. You know, this Niger Delta stuff. Eh? And fortunately, you escape and you found yourself in the neighborhood. You know, those villagers should run away from you. How many of you know that? So that was what happened to Paul here. So just paint it. From the high sea, they escaped. And they got to this island. When they got there, so, you know, they didn't. Maybe they are armed robbers, we don't know. But the villagers were a bit kind to them. So they were trying to put fire, make fire for them to warm their body. And a venom, a snake, fell on Paul's hand. Ah, you know what they said? Can you throw it up? Maybe the evil that pursued him from that place has pursued him here. Can you scroll like 4 verses to me? Say, ah. Now, when they had escaped, they found out that the island was called Malta, and the natives showed us unusual kindness. For they kindled a fire and made us all welcome because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. So when the natives saw the creature hanging on his hand, they said to one another, no doubt this man is a murderer. Whom? Though he has escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow him to live. Did you hear them? God doesn't catch people. Jesus is a savior. Glory to God. God doesn't catch people. Stop saying that as a believer. Say, God, catch up. Okay. Verse 5. But he shook off the creature from the fire and suffered no harm. So, after he shook the snake, okay, that snake, put it gauge, after they waited for a while. However, they were expecting that it would swell up or suddenly fall down and do what? You know when, you know, it's poisonous. So, but after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm come to him, they did what? Attitude. Now, when they changed their mind was what when miracle happened, if you read it very well. Your attitude towards things affect what happens. Are you with me? You see some people, they are close to anointed men of God, yet you cannot say anything anointed about in their life. It is called a familiar spirit. Spirit of familiarity. It is important as believers, you recognize that people carry measures of grace. And when you address people, so you'll be making a mistake to address me because you knew me in that prayer. I will just look at you. Yeah, that's the truth. Hello. Or because we play street football, see? It's not AY. AY. Bogon. AY. You know, some people are like that. And they open their mouth publicly. You should have some lakai. Yes. When somebody occupies a position, you give that person the honor that is due to that position. Hello. And so, yes, you should. Glory to God. Are you listening to me this morning, this evening? You know, it's easy for us to just, these things that are simple as they are critical to our work. They are critical to our work. They are critical. You need to also understand the word honor, I'm going to prove it, I'm going to open scriptures to you. Just, and glory, they mean the same thing. Yes. Greek and Hebrew. And we're going to look at it in the scripture. See, the scripture is very clear. They were used interchangeably and they mean the same thing. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And, you know, glory is heavy. See, when I said glory, some people are looking at me. You are the Lord. That is your name. You will never share your... We are partakers. We share in that glory. Glory to God. That songwriter didn't. There was no revelation. Glory to God. He has shared his glory with us. But there was some accolade that is given to him alone. And that is his majesty. That's quite different. But his nature we have it, so we are partakers. Praise God. Yeah, you are in the image of God. You share his glory. Glory to Jesus. Please. Sing song with revelation. We don't sing song, we sing revelation. I said we sing revelation. And that's why we're believers. Because what we pronounce. Now, confession is not, you don't know what to say. Confession is that you are saying what God is saying. Are you with me? You are saying what God is saying. And what is God saying is his word. So that is why when you are confessing, you don't confess your own word. You confess the word of God pertaining to that situation. Amen. Somebody say, go to the day. Yes. The word of God is simple. Praise God. I think, let's take John. I want us to see a scripture. John 5:41. Just, it's used interchangeably. John 5:41. So, this is Christ speaking. Praise God. Let me read it from my scripture. John chapter 5, verse 41. This is Christ speaking. He said, I do not receive glory from men. The word glory here is translated in Greek doxa, which means the word honor here is translated, is mean doxa in Greek, which is translated what? Glory. And if you look at Genesis 31 and you look at Genesis 45, the word glory and honor, the word glory is kabod. How many of you know that? How many of you know that? It's not a Greek class. There is kabod, there is kabad. K-A-B-O-D, there's K-A-B-A-D. The A, anyon gunfo. Onyon. Yeah. Am I speaking? There's kabod, there's kabad. So we are not in Hebrew and Greek class, don't worry. Read your Bible very well. Tell somebody, be a proper Christian. Read your Bible very well. Praise God. So the word there, the word honor in 41, which is translated in Greek word doxa, it means glory. Verse 44 said, how can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek? That word honor there is also translated doxa, which means glory. Genesis 31. Now, understand this. I said honor is learned, and that is why we need to teach it. Tell somebody we will teach it. And it will be a series. You learn, and you relearn. We need to teach it. If your life is void of honor, it will be void of the manifest presence of God. Underline the word manifest. Amen? If your life is void of honor, it will be void of the... I didn't say the presence of God. I said manifest. God is present everywhere, but his manifest presence is not everywhere. May God give you understanding. God is present everywhere, but his manifest presence is not everywhere. Glory to God. Do you need more explanation on that? Now, when... See, God honors things. God honors things. And this generation is suffering a lot because we do not honor. And now, hear this. I said for every relationship. Now, you know, people have bastardized this spiritual father-son relationship. How many of you know that? Listen, spiritual father and sonship relationship, is the honor is mutual, but the role is different. The relationship is mutual. Huh? Are you with me? But there is a role that is different. One is submitting. Do you understand what I'm saying? To the other. Read your Bible well. Now, in marriage, hear this. Honor in relationship is mutual. Husband, you honor your wife. Wife, you honor your husband. Am I right? But submission is a role. Ladies, say, I hear. Say, I hear. How many of you also understand that marriage is a type of the church, the marriage between Christ and the church? Ephesians 5. Let's take it to 22 so that we explain. Don't say he's speaking hocus pocus. We're treating the scripture here. Am I right? 5:22. Ephesians 5:22. We're reading 22, 23, and 24 so that we get what I'm saying. Now, I'm saying relationship between husband and wife is you honor each other. But when he said wives, do what? As to the Lord, for the husband is what? Now, when in relationship, there is a mutual respect for each other. So it is, see, nothing can wipe away the word of God. Forever, O Lord, God's word is settled. Praise God. It is when people find interpretation by themselves, that's why they have problem. And that's why there is marital crisis. And people have taught equality gender. Amen. Lighthouse is a church that believes firmly the word of God. We do what the word says. And somebody is saying, can you give us this translation in the Passion? Yeah. The Passion. TPT. Thank you very much. Now, let me strike the balance here so that you don't misquote me. Lighthouse is a church that believes the totality of God's word. And we do what the word of God says. Praise God. Now, someone say, I cannot submit. Ah, he's a crazy man. Here he is. This is the man. You have to submit to him, even though he's crazy. You open your eye before you married him. Amen? I said, praise God. Lighthouse is a church that we are not an advocate for divorce. Someone say, there can only be separation if there is domestic violence. You know why? If you die, we won't be able to reconcile you. The separation is so that at least there will be time, you know, somebody said will be correct. Glory to God. We is a church, we do not advocate divorce. We believe in the totality of God. The marriage is instituted by God, and we believe it. Amen. Did I strike the balance for you? So somebody is saying, he's a crazy man or he's a crazy woman. He said, in this world, you face many persecution and trial. So you have to. Now, God, you have heard our pastor say several times, God does not give people, God does not give you wife, but God can lead you. Amen? Also try that. God can lead and direct you. That God will choose it for you. Mm-mm. God will lead you. See, people don't want to receive God's leading. And that is why they go after what they want to do and they land themselves in problem. And when you now land yourself in problem, you now, who you are by me? See, all night prayer will not solve it. See, hear this. This church has invested in family relationship. How many of you know that? It's a structured church. There are counseling. There are teachings. There are things to do. Take your time so that marriage will not take all of your time. May God give you understanding. Take your time before you enter into that marriage. Take your time before you so that marriage will not take all of your time. You know when that marriage take your, you know what that means. You are running from one prayer meeting, one counselor to that. So you take your time. So some people don't want to be led by God. They want to be led by their physical senses, by their head. So if a man is led by heaps, that is why he will find himself in heaps of problems. May God give you understanding. He's led by heaps. He will not have heaps of problems. A lady is led by 6 packs. 6-figure salary. 6 feet. You see, 666. It's trouble. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. May you receive understanding. You better be led by God. Don't forget 6 pack. If you forget all those things, that is 6 feet. There is problem. They will bury. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it is honor. Honor is mutual. Now, we stay in the part of the world whereby leaders don't honor their followers. How many of you know that? It's an African thing. So, that is why you believe your father cannot make mistakes, even though if he's a non-entity. How many of you can identify what I'm saying? When he's making the mistake, you even see the way your mother relates. No, So, when your father goes, okay, they know he's wrong, but they can't tell him. He's the lion of the tribe of his home. Praise God. That is not a good relationship. You understand? When you honor people, you see things from their view. You know, this would never leave me. Right? I remember last year was World Cup, am I right?
Yeah,
World Cup last year. So, my son, you know, Belgium and one country, their flag is almost is like red, black, and yellow. And, Belgium and one other country. So, they have almost the same, yeah. I can't remember now. So, there was an argument. I went upstairs. I now had to check Google. I found out that Fola was right. So, I came downstairs. I said, I'm sorry. My mother said, Ewo.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,